Very good morning to you. Well, you have heard the state of play on the protests in the headlines. Full road closures, not just go slow protests on the M50, the M7, the M4, the M8, the M18, the M20. Check the TII website before you go anywhere today. We this morning are going to dig a bit deeper on the causes and the cures to this standoff. But I want to begin with one of the less talked about consequences of all of this. One that could result in an acute animal welfare crisis. There was a brief window yesterday where the raw ingredients for animal feed were allowed to pass the protesters at Foynes, but nowhere else. But then that stopped again yesterday afternoon, leaving many feed and grain merchants without the supplies that they need. And at this particular time of year, that raises a very specific animal welfare fear. Barry Larkin is CEO of the Acorn Group, representing a number of independent merchants across the country. Good morning to you, Barry.
Morning, Philip. How are you?
How long can your members go without receiving feedstuffs from either Foynes or Ringaskiddy?
I suppose it's a unique kind of a business model that is in play in this sector. Usually, there's not much more feed ingredients available that would take you beyond 2 to 3 days, in some cases less than that. So by and large, there would be an amount of Irish grains in stores, which would see them through from harvest to harvest, but there's an amount of proteins that are required, and specifically molasses is a key ingredient that is delivered in on a daily basis. So, you know, you wouldn't get beyond much more than 2 or 3 days.
So yours is a just-in-time supply chain. There isn't weeks and weeks of raw materials sitting at your processing facilities. You literally almost have truck-in, truck-out method of operation.
Absolutely, yeah, exactly. It's hand-to-mouth kind of a business model. Finished product goes out the gate and it's another ingredient then is collected at the port to be brought back.
And how close are your members, do you think, to just not having the materials that they need to manufacture feed?
Well, I suppose the week that, you know, it was unforeseen by pretty much everyone as the disruption to the motorways and to the ports this week, and nobody foresaw what was coming. So there was a bit of a panic on probably Wednesday to see what happened on Tuesday. And then Wednesday evening, things got pretty very, very serious very quick, where some feed mills have had to either shut down their production or significantly reduce their production,
okay.
Which has its own problems.
Now, but, Barry, yeah. at cows going out to grass at this time of year frequently suffer from an awful, fatal metabolic condition called grass tetany, one that can very easily be corrected in the feed that they are given, if the feed they are given can actually be manufactured. Are you worried that these interruptions to feed supply are going to have animal welfare consequences?
Yeah, well, I suppose should a mill not receive enough of its raw materials or have enough throughput, you know, it can function. And if that's the case, then feed won't get out on farm. Yet grass tetany is a major problem this time of the year for dairy animals. But and as you say, it can be offset within the feed in the dairy parlour. But also, it's critical for the poultry and the pig sector at the moment, where they are on a consistent diet week, day in, day out. And if that's if that changes, it alters good health, it alters animal performance. So grass tetany is a huge one on dairy farms, but it's also a major problem for other areas as well.
Okay. Barry Larkin, this is a situation worth staying abreast of. Thank you very much for joining us.